Hello, lovelies. You're listening to Alex's Audio Diary 20. Yes. I know it's been a while since I recorded an audio. Okay, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. It's been, my schedule has been very crazy. But, I'm excited every time I have to record an audio. Well, today I'm going to be talking about expressing one's emotion. I'm sure some people are wondering what the hell this is. But the truth is, I think 2 days ago or so, I posted something on my Twitter. And I said, you know, I'm real because the emotions that I express are very real. And if people, you know, expressed more of their feelings, then there would be less confusion and gray areas. And that's true because, you know, half the time we play down or we take for granted how important it is to express how we feel about everything or certain things, you know. And when we say some things, when we make certain comments, we expect others not to react or not to have a rebuttal or not to share how they feel about some of those things that we have said or how they feel about our actions, or even share back how we feel about other people's actions. And I know this because, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's in your career, you might be uncomfortable with the working situation or with a particular situation with a colleague of yours or your boss, or maybe it's just the things that are happening in your family or your immediate family, or just maybe the standard of your relationship. And then, you know, you feel certain things about this, because the truth is, whether we like it or not, how we feel affects how we behave or how we act or how we react. So it's important that, you know, when we share, we communicate certain, you know, some of these things, whether it's through our actions or through words, when we share our true emotions and how we really feel, it helps us basically to be able to make progress and be able to communicate to others what they need to change or what they need to correct or what they need to clarify. So it's very, very important for us to express our emotions, because I see some people don't feel like, they feel like they're weak when they express themselves. They feel like it's a form of weakness. But I remember my father telling me that expression is a form of strength, not weakness. It's strength when you can say, this is how I feel. I'm feeling really sad and blue today. And you know what? I want you to know that this is how I feel. I'm not ashamed to cry in front of you and let you know that I'm in pain or I'm hurting. I'm not afraid to let you know that I'm really happy and I want to have a good laugh. You know, I'm not afraid to show you how I feel, that I love you, or, you know, that I'm not ashamed to share any of that. And I'm not afraid to share my anger or my disappointment, basically, because it's only people who express their emotions that are real. That's the truth. For those who have to hide and cover it up and, you know, put it down and just, you know, basically, it's very difficult for you to get to know people who don't share their emotions, who don't express how they truly feel about certain situations. Well, do let me know what you think about expressing your emotions. I'm not going to keep it too long today, because I have a very long day ahead of me and I needed to really do this so I can, you know, just communicate, basically. It's been a very stressful 1 month for me, basically. And I've not had time to share my thoughts with you because I've been distracted with a lot of creative commitments. But that being said, I miss you guys. See, and that's why, you know, I want to share this. So let me know what you think about expressing one's emotions and how that can be beneficial to us in the long run. Do have a lovely day, and remember, as always, I love you. Mwah!